Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from All at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, March the 22nd. I'm Beth.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Sue.
Coming up this week, we have the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. And at this point, I'd like to remind you that if you can possibly send back your CDs, because they're re-recordable, we can't send you out another one until we have the original one back. Thank you. First up, we have our notices section and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 6 a.m. and sunset will be at 6:30 p.m. Now, don't forget that this weekend the clocks go forward an hour at 1 a.m. on Sunday morning. Many clocks these days adjust themselves, so please check in advance if yours does, so you don't end up moving time forward by 2 hours. After a cold few days, the sun is forecast to make a welcome return soon, with temperatures of 11 degrees centigrade, that's 51 degrees Fahrenheit, by Monday.
Next, we'll move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. Do you need help finding work or support with day-to-day life? Did you know that the Beacon Centre can offer tailored support for those looking for employment, as well as advice and guidance for those who need to develop their skills and boost their confidence? Whatever your age, we can also improve your independence through the use of aids, adaptations and technology. And if you want to get into the workplace, we can help you find the right role and make it work for you. If you would like to find out more about our National Lottery funded Pathway to Reablement project, please call Rachel Shaw on 01902 886 791.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. On April the 3rd, between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m, the Beacon Centre is hosting a Sight Advice Day to help people make the most of their vision. During the event at the charity's base in Wolverhampton Road East, Sedgley, a range of equipment which can assist those with sight loss will be on display. Among the items being demonstrated will be the Traveller HD, a portable video magnifier. For more information about the event, call John at the Beacon Centre on 01902 886 786.
The Grand Theatre is holding a Great Gatsby Night on April the 1st, and you are invited to join them for a party night of Razzle Dazzle, featuring some of the greatest dance music of the Golden Judge era. You'll be able to enjoy a glass of fizz from 6:30 p.m. and then sit back and enjoy the show as you are transported into a world of glitz and glamour with the fun and frolics of the 1920s. Tickets range from £17 to £28.50, plus a £3 booking fee. To book, call 01902 429 212.
Would you like to learn some basic sign language? You can do at the Beacon Centre in Sedgley, which is hosting a free session on March the 31st. Running between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m, you will get the chance to learn some basic Level 1 sign language. To find out more, call Tim on 01902 880 111.
Tickets are still available to see comedian Robert Beckett perform in the Midlands next month. The TV panel show star will be appearing at Birmingham Town Hall on April the 8th with his Mouth from the South show. Tickets are £21.50 for the show, which starts at 8 p.m. Call 0121 780 3333.
Thank you, Beth, and thank you, Margaret. Now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre. People can find about sight loss thanks to a dedicated bus which is touring the region to spread the word about eye health. The Beacon Centre will be sending out the Beacon bus to sites across the Black Country and Staffordshire. People who hop on board will be able to find out more about the work of the centre, which is based in Sedgley, as well as how sight loss issues could affect them. Beacon Centre Information Officer Pete Moody said, The Beacon Bus is a completely free service with our friendly staff offering sight loss advice and guidance or demonstrations of assistive living aids and equipment. To request a Beacon Bus at your event, contact Pete on 01902 880111 or via email at pmoody@beaconvision.org. Over the next few weeks, the Beacon Bus will be at the following locations: March the 28th, Dudley Town Centre, and also on March the 28th, Beacon Shop, Penridge, Stonecross. April the 4th, Ashwood Nurseries, which is Ashwood Lower Lane, King Swinford. April the 5th, Stourbridge Town Centre. April the 11th, Beacon Shop, Helzoin, Hagley Street. April the 12th, Codsall and Wergs Garden Centre, which is at Wergs Hall Road, Codsall. April the 19th, Beacon Shop, Penridge, Stonecross. April the 22nd, Ashwood Nurseries, Ashwood Lower Lane, King Swinford. And April the 27th, Garden Village at Pavilions, Bridge North Road. Now, in other sight loss news, it has been revealed that thousands of people born with a faulty gene which makes them go blind have been offered new hope after a British man underwent the world's first operation to deliver new DNA to his eyes and restore his sight. Around 15,000 people in Britain suffer from X-linked retinitis pigmentosa, which is a deteriorating condition which brings a slow and irreversible loss of vision, and which is a leading cause of blindness in young people. The loss of sight occurs because a gene responsible for maintaining the light-sensitive cells at the back of the eye is missing half of its DNA code. But scientists can now replace the code using a groundbreaking technique which reprograms the gene in the lab, then delivers the healthy DNA into the eye via a harmless virus. Last Thursday, a 29-year-old man became the first person in the world to undergo the procedure at Oxford Eye Hospital and is now recovering. Robert McLaren, Professor of Ophthalmology at the University of Oxford, who is leading the trial, said, "He is doing well and now at home, but we will have to wait a few years to know if it has stopped his retina from degenerating." The effect of disease on families with retinitis pigmentosa is devastating, and we have spent many years working on how to develop this gene therapy. Changing the genetic code is always undertaken with great caution, but the new sequence we are using has proven to be highly effective in our laboratory studies. The genetic code for all life on Earth is made up of four letters, G, T, A, C. In retinitis pigmentosa, however, half of the RPGR gene comprises of only two letters, the A and G. This makes the gene very unstable and prone to mutations, making it a lead cause of blindness in patients with retinitis pigmentosa. RPGR is vital for the light-sensitive cells at the back of the eye. Retinitis pigmentosa affects 1 in 4,000 people, with symptoms that typically appear between the ages of 10 and 30. Night vision and peripheral vision go first, as the photoreceptors active in low light, that's the rods, start to degenerate. Eventually, the condition affects the cones, which are the photoreceptors responsible for central, detailed and colour vision, causing complete sight loss. Doctors want to enrol at least 24 more patients in the trial to find out if the technique is safe, effective. You can hear about another sight loss surgery story in America that was sadly less effective in our news section. And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Sue.
Goodbye from Beth.
And goodbye from Margaret.